Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, September 20th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. It's our desire to encourage believers around the world as we study the Word and we share expressions from Scripture and our own experiences. Today's message is titled, He Reigns. And normally we read back and forth, but today I still am dealing with a cold, so Brooksine's going to be reading the entire message. Again, the message today is titled, He Reigns.
Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. Revelation 19, verses 6 and 7. We shared just a footnote yesterday about our experience at the Tuesday evening prayer meeting at the Brooklyn Tabernacle. The service started at 7 p.m., but the doors opened at 5 p.m. By the time we arrived at 6 o'clock, the huge sanctuary was already filling up. During this time, worshipful instrumental music was playing in the background, and many seemed to be in a spirit of prayer. Quite a number had gathered at the altar in the front of the sanctuary. At 6:30, people in need of special prayer were welcomed to the front. Well, by 7 o'clock, it appeared the sanctuary was practically filled and the service began quietly as people throughout the congregation began singing softly. When the vocalist sitting on the platform took the microphones, the singing built into a crescendo as the words of a song solemnly proclaimed, He reigns. The music was as close as I imagine heavenly singing will be. Hands raised all throughout the sanctuary, and one by one people stood up and worshiped to the King of Kings. What a glorious way to begin a midweek service. We searched all over for that song on the internet today, but were unable to find it. Perhaps it's a new song unique to that church, and if so, it'll probably be on a future Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir CD. They're actually recording live CD on this Sunday at the church in two services. Unfortunately, of course, we didn't time it for that. Anyway, the singing of this song was slow and worshipful, but it rose to a crescendo, a powerful declaration that the Lord Jesus reigns. Stephen and I are reading a book together titled Facing Terror, the autobiography of Carrie McDonald, who along with her husband and several missionary friends experienced a deadly terror attack while serving the Lord. As we read the story, we are again mystified by God's ways, but rejoice in the assurance that God reigns even in the midst of the humanly unexplainable. All over the world today, Christ's people are making a proclamation of the reigning Lord, and His kingdom is being lovingly expanded around the globe. I'm convinced that the vast amount of this extension is taking place in small ways and is barely noticeable. Cookies are being baked for a youth center. Visits are being made to nursing homes. Christians are letting their light shine where they work. Families are welcoming orphans into their Christian homes. Deep in the Middle East, a medical clinic provides care to the impoverished masses. In Africa, the Jesus video is being shown in a small rural village because a faithful missionary trudged through the dense bush to reach him. And in the great cities, churches like the Brooklyn Tabernacle and scores of others are faithfully proclaiming the redemption message. God's redeemed children are about their master's business. We are declaring in scores of different ways our foundational belief that He reigns. Our daily text is a glimpse of the other side, described as a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder shouts, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Amen. Allow this truth to minister to you in regard to your trials and troubles this day. That health matter that is so uncertain, He reigns. The job or financial situation that looks like a long, dark tunnel, and at this point you really can't see the light at the end, He reigns. The family troubles that seem to only get worse, He reigns. Today, as we remember this glorious truth, let us rejoice and give Him the glory. Let's pray together. Father, help us to be still and listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit that will reveal ways that we can be used to further your kingdom and expand the gospel message at home and abroad. As you reign in our hearts, may our lives bear fruit that will bring glory to your name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the entire message today. We did work on the message together, but I felt like you'd prefer to listen to her voice rather than mine. I feel like I'm on the mends, but hopefully by tomorrow I'll feel well. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have a photo up today of New York City skyline, as well as a link to that book mentioned in the message today regarding facing terror. Also, some additional notes that we've made, observations concerning our visit to Brooklyn Tabernacle that you may find interesting. Well, thank you for joining us today for our podcast. Continue to be faithful and to rejoice in the wonderful fact that indeed God reigns.